Former Vice President Joe Biden formally kicked off his 2020 presidential campaign with a speech in Philadelphia today. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst and San Jose political science professor emeritus Larry Gersten. Thanks for taking the time today, Larry.
Of course. Glad to be with you.
Didn't get a chance to see the speech because I'm on the air. Did you see it, and how'd it go?
I saw part of it. He certainly is in a friendly territory, if you will. The folks love him there in Philadelphia. Of course, he's a Pennsylvania-born guy and has never really lost notice of his roots, nor have they. And so of all the places to give a speech, that's his formal kickoff, this was about as good as it gets.
Now, he took a few shots at the president. That's really kind of his rallying cry, right? That continues to be his main issue.
Yes, he's almost like skipped the primaries in his mind and directed just about all of his attention to the president and tried to draw some very clear lines of differentiation between the two of them. He talks about the president as being someone who divides the country. He talks about himself as someone who wants to bring the country together. He talks about the president as kind of being nasty. He talks about himself as being above that kind of talk. So what Biden is trying to do very clearly is say, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. Let's get to work.
Yeah. Now I've seen this over the years where the front runner he comes out and says, oh, I'm not going to criticize any of my opponents in the same party that I'm in. But right now, being the front runner, I don't know if that's easy for him to say at this point. Do you think the polls are any indication that he could go deep, or is this just name recognition at this point?
You know, polls are just snapshots of the moment. We do know this. In the last month, from the time that Biden announced his candidacy to now, he's gone up markedly. And the last Fox poll had him over Sanders by a 2-to-1 margin, 35 to 17%, which is much larger than it was when he first announced. In that same poll, he's beating the president 49 to 38%. But as you said, Scott, it is so early. How much of this is name recognition? How much of this is his association with the Obama administration? How much of this is people looking for something to do, someone to talk to? We don't know. But it's a good place to be if you're going to be among 23 candidates. Better to be at the top than at the bottom.
And real quickly, in our last 20 seconds, Larry, I mean, he's got some problems with the base, with progressives. He's seen as an old school Democrat, and his touchy-feely style. You think that's going to hurt him?
He's taking hits from the left. Kamala Harris has been after him for his votes on crime. Inslee from Washington has been after him for his attitude toward environment. But at the end of the day, what Biden is trying to do is position himself in the middle of the pack, not too left, not too center, center left. Now, whether that works remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. KCBS political analyst, San Jose State political science professor emeritus Larry Gersten. Thanks again, Larry.
Thank you.
Money Watch time on KCBS.
Big banks spend big bucks to protect against cyber criminals. A survey conducted by Deloitte and the Financial Services Information Sharing and Analysis Center estimates financial firms spend as much as $3,000 per worker to defend their computer networks.
The larger institutions are taking it seriously.
Alex Partners Mark Flammy says the need is almost incalculable.
It's really difficult to quantify the amount that